Jack, the Forbidden Entrance, June 20, 2024. For one reason and another, our weekend was a unique blend of shared moments and precious memories. Though dearly missed, the absence of physical intimacy had not been a concern. Our relationship was solid, ever balanced by Jack's manifested zeal for me, his unwavering respect, and our mutual parental responsibilities. His gentlemanly nature always ensured that my boundaries were considered, never imposing his thoughts or wishes on me. This dynamic, one of Jack's many endearing qualities, gave me the freedom to plan and execute surprises. At last, finding ourselves alone one subdued evening at my apartment, I snatched at his trailing fingers as he made his way from the kitchen to the living room. I drew him into a tight embrace, a silent, desperate plea for his presence. His warm kisses, devoid of any expectations, were a sweet mix of tenderness and restraint. I intensified my efforts, sending out tendrils of magic that twinkled with bewitching enticement. Jack reciprocated with equal fervor, yet I felt no stirrings against my thigh. I had a surprise waiting for him, fanning my faint need into an unquenchable ache. Unyielding, I persisted in my pursuit of his carnal attention. I moaned into his mouth, wrapping my arms and legs around him, a hand on the back of his head urging his desire to blossom until I sensed a hesitant stiffness at his apex, signaling an awakening. Good. My inner goddess smirked at the prospect, her heart racing with elation. Jack had no idea what he was in for. Unbeknownst to him, I had slipped a rose-bejeweled metal cone into my forbidden entrance an hour earlier. Primly cuddled on the couch, catching up on our show, I had slowly adjusted to the intrusive implement. Due to my monthly intimate inconvenience, my customary cocoon was out of commission. And after a 2-year hiatus, the time had come to reopen my reclusive gate. Still intertwined around each other, I began walking backward toward my sanctuary, pulling my slightly bewildered love along. My inner goddess was brimming with anticipation, her thrill reaching a fever pitch with each assured step.
"But I thought,"
he queried between my ardent kisses. I glowed. "That's true, I still can't, but I have a surprise." Oh, the smile that shone on his face and the twinkle in his eyes was almost breathtaking. Though slightly confused, Jack was absolutely thrilled. Suddenly, he bent his knees, scooped me up, and tossed me over his shoulder. The gesture caught me off guard in the most diverting way. I was supposed to be seducing him. I gave an unrestrained giggle. Jack knew how much I loved it and insisted on carrying me the remaining 10 feet. He never failed to sweep me off my feet, figuratively and physically. Part of my earlier scheming had included slyly drawing back the linens of my bed, not wanting to waste a moment with something as mundane as messing with the bedding. I felt Jack's rumbling chuckle at the sight of my preparation. Wordlessly, he laid me on the mattress with the gentlest care, slowly tracing my skin as he did so until his touch sent shivers down my spine. His weight remained atop me, affixing my prone position, legs dangling down the side as his lips graced the tip of my nose, the dip of my cheek, and down my throat. I closed my eyes, cherishing the worship. Inwardly, my restless inner goddess was fairly in a tizzy of restrained titillation. My legs rose and tightened around his waist, my fingers tracing the contours of his back under his cotton shirt. His grizzled face nuzzled my neck, igniting an insatiable longing in me and my swooning inner goddess. His fingers intertwined in my loose sapphire curls, the scratching rasp of his chin, the velvet of his lips on the sensitive skin. Each touch a testament to our fiery passion. He could have asked me for the moon at that moment, and I would have found a way to deliver it to him. Such was the extent of my love. Our ardor left us both utterly vulnerable and exposed, our hearts laid bare for each other, our passion raw and unfiltered. My fingernails bunched the soft fabric of his shirt into my bald fist as I moaned and contorted, crushed between him and the luxurious mattress. The sensation of his unbridled worship was overpowering. Shivers raced, sparks flashing from my fingertips and out of my toes, each jolt a physical manifestation of the inordinate fervor. My breathing became escalating pants, my ache ballooning with each passing second. My mind raced as the energy within me, struggling to find an outlet, threatened to burst into glittering stardust at his hungry devotion. I was a live wire, crackling with the intensity, like a storm brewing in the depths of my soul, ready to unleash its fury. Meanwhile, my inner goddess was growing petulant. This was all very well, but she could no longer bear my deliberate procrastination. With a steely determination, she set my mind on the present and caught his wandering wrist, gliding like quicksilver over my body. My petite palm rested over his stalwart hand, escorting it from the nape of my neck, lower, not to my breasts, lower, gliding down my waist. His fingers tried to pause at the meeting of my hips and thigh. No, not there either. Distractingly, his lips continued their adoration of my delicate throat. I moaned, my lips buzzing into his shoulder, and my eyes rolled back at the phenomenon. Focus! Just a little further. Slipping beneath my loose lounge shorts, his hand encircled the curve of my ample buttock, fingertips buried between the flesh and the mattress. Hands still over his, I bent his fingers to curl into the fissure. Not understanding my intention, it took a bit of finagling to guide his fingertips a bit nearer, to my surprise. My hand was infinitely smaller than his, and I was uncertain of my success. Did he detect the hard knob tucked between? There had been no reaction on his part. I shepherded his fingers a bit more. There! Jack froze.
Is that what I think it is?
His voice was gravelly in my ear. I nodded. Though he could not initially see it, a devilish gleam lit my face. Jack rose a bit, searching my face for answers.
You tried the little one?
He inquired.
My inner goddess was affronted by his question. Whew, as if!
Did he take me for an amateur? She huffed boastfully.
Actually, yes. I reminded her of our 2-year lacuna, our last failed attempt with Jack, and all the preparation required leading up to our surprise.
My inner goddess shrugged indifferently. To Jack, I shook my head in response. I had managed the largest. Self-satisfied, my inner goddess noticed Jack's eyes bug just a little bit.
Oh, this was going to be sinfully capital.
And then niggling apprehension set in. Yes, over the past few months we had discussed the naughty option, and Jack had even provided 3 jeweled cones of various sizes for my use. However, what if he was not feeling it just then, or was no longer interested? Did guys need a moment to come to terms with utilizing the forbidden entrance? Here I was, brazenly thrusting the option at him, my brow knit in building consternation. Attempting to assure Jack there was no pressure, I awkwardly fumbled my words. Needlessly, I sought to convey there were a number of alternative recourses we could pursue. The night was ours. Jack was already stripping out of his clothes, a boyish grin pasted on his face. I sat up, removing my clothing, only to be faced with another conundrum. How did I proceed? What position? Should we carry on making out for a bit? When was the right time to remove the plug? I observed my inner goddess's annoyance mounting in sync with my uncertainty. Logic fought for supremacy. Taking it step by step, I removed my blouse and reclined back, thumbs hooked in my waistband, and lowered my lounge pants. Quite naked, Jack gainfully removed the fabric, mindlessly tossing them aside. A bit unceremoniously, I rolled off the bed, planting my weight on my tiptoes, legs spread apart as they bent and angled over the bed, presenting myself for Jack's inspection. The petal pink jewel constricted between my buttocks flashed in the flickering light of my sanctuary. My breath came in short waves, an amalgamation of naughty elation and, good heavens, what was I doing? I fought to control myself, purposefully relaxing the muscles of my derriere. Behind me, I was aware of Jack's desire radiating and washing over my sensitive skin, raising prickles here and there. Most unexpectedly, yet deliberately and skillfully, Jack secured the jewel base and, with a pop, extracted the bulb and set it away. My prim cheeks blushed the deepest burgundy, sheepish embarrassment burning my face. The forbidden gateway had been taboo for all the unmentionable reasons, and now here I was, sanctioning the pursuit and nervous as hell. Above, the circling fan wafted a soft breeze,
chilling my unveiled and lubricated forbidden entrance. Jack firmly positioned one palm over my right hip, steadying his advance while his left guided his monolith to my forbidden entrance. I grappled with my thoughts, centering on every research tip on methods for enjoying such a caustic invasion. I inhaled, exhaled, relaxed, and pushed back into his instigating thumb. I fixated on the memory of the tentative lust that had flashed and begun to slowly burn in Jack's eyes at the revelation only moments earlier. I fancied this adventure, but knowing how much Jack craved it, but never asked, inflamed and cemented my resolve. After all, pain was our friend, and we could handle this peculiar experience. I eased backward into the swollen protrusion. The additional slickness soothed the stretching ring. I breathed a sigh of halting relief. There was no ring of fire. Not yet, at least. I leaned into the sedate advancement. My inner goddess was on pins and needles, restless at the gradual claiming, but partaking in the delights of the forbidden entrance was not to be handled brutishly. Inch by inch, Jack proceeded to fill me with his bulbous eminence. My fingers began to cramp in their grip on the snowy linens. Nevertheless, the ring of fire remained thankfully elusive. The covert silver cone had been thorough in its preparation. I urged my body to receive the full extent until the heat of Jack's body came in conclusive contact with the back of my thighs and buttocks. I had done it! My forbidden entrance had accepted his enviable girth, and we were now categorically replete. My inner goddess high-fived herself in proud congratulations as I rested my forehead on the surface of the plush mattress. Jack had frozen at the zenith of intrusion, remaining perfectly still while I acclimated to his size. A baritone, husky with unspoken emotion, inquired about my state. Was this okay? Did I want to pursue the position? I could only nod. Collywobbles still fluttered in my stomach. I did not want to disappoint Jack, or my inner goddess for that matter. But was there pain yet to come? With concentrated deliberateness, brawny hands gripping my hips, Jack began to withdraw and thrust, suspending the deed at its fullest measure, permitting my forbidden entrance to acclimatize to the kinetic energy. Intentionally taking steadying breaths, I nodded my consent each time. Finally, undulating my hips in a manner calculated to increase the speed and penetration of Jack's actions. Their movements grew rapid, and I began to moan as a pleasurable inkling began to spread from my forbidden entrance, extending throughout my form. It was not exactly an orgasm, but definitely something circulated and aroused my eager body. In a way, it was more of a compound mental climax. The deed was naughty, indecorous, even sinful. Yet here I was, enthusiastically initiating, a willing participant, yearning to please. I was a good, bad girl. The stimulating realization was almost too much, and my groans escalated in harmony with the barrage bearing down on me. As Jack began to swell, his burgeoning release imminent with every aggressive press, a slight and confusing dissonance arose within me. The feeling within my forbidden entrance was becoming uncomfortable, the tissue unaccustomed to the continuous motion. My internal organs and delicate tissue were unsure if I wished to continue the exercise. I wiggled uncertainly, adjusting as I analyzed the growing situation. In stark contrast, my inner goddess was unsated, her mind traveling down an immoral path. Yes, he had pervaded one wanton cavern, but what about my prominent cocoon? My ache was heightening as my intimate feminine expressed her annoyance at being downright ignored, despite the cramping discomfort from my intimate inconvenience. I thought to disengage from Jack, cleanse, and pivot to a conventional arrangement. My inner goddess vehemently disagreed. That was not at all what she meant. We were not being filled enough. Both chambers needed to be absurdly filled. My body pushed the very limits of its capability. I blinked at her. I was utterly aghast. The perverse idea required a second willing candidate. What about a triad? She crooned with a wicked grin that danced over my inner goddess's face. You have three entrances. I think they each deserve their own magnificent glory to please and impress. Mouth agape, I stared at her. Three? At once? As time passed, my inner goddess was undoubtedly expanding in her confidence, and once distant fantasies were rapidly becoming needs. I briefly wondered if I would survive my inner goddess's lustful impulses. Meanwhile, my toes curled into the maple floorboards at the mental imagery, in combination with the overwhelming pressure building and swelling within my forbidden entrance. Just when my chaste forbidden entrance had conclusively decided that it had had enough of the irregular attention, Jack's breaths grew gruff and haggard. His fingertips tightened around my hip bones, and with his throat stretching to the heavens, he roared his coruscating release. My conceited ego puffed in smug pride. I had successfully surprised, enticed, and wrought Jack's pleasure to roaring fruition. My inner goddess pumped her arm triumphantly as he delicately disengaged himself. With a rich microfiber towel tucked between my legs, I rolled onto the bed, laying nearly limp, gasping in exhilaration. What a wondrous, rousing success! My inner goddess was radiant as Jack returned from the washroom, sprawling his athletic form next to me on the bed. In the settling quiet, I nibbled my bottom lip in contemplation. Did I dare reveal to Jack the depth of my inner goddess's depravity? I grinned. His soul, ever more experienced than my own, was often the architect and instigator of our illicit debauchery. Rolling on my side to face him, I disclosed my inner goddess's dark thoughts, watching as his grin broadened and his chiseled face beamed at the revelation. Gods of Olympus, what a summer this would be! Until next time, XO, Elsie.